OLBPD Dimensions Newsletter. Ohio Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at Cleveland Public Library. 17121 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio. 44110. Statewide toll free. 800-362-1262. Web. http://olbpd.cpl.org. Email olbpd@cpl.org. Phone 216-623-2911. Twitter @olbpd. Edition Summer 2018. OLBPD Family Fun and Learning Day 2018. Family Fun and Learning Day will take place on Tuesday, July 10th, 2018, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Family Fun and Learning Day will be held at the Ohio Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, 17121 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. OLBPD patrons, along with their family and friends, are invited to attend. Family Fun and Learning Day will feature guided tours of OLBPD's Century Garden by garden caretaker and horticultural expert Ben Zaremba from Zaremba Horticultural Services. The Century Garden is filled with flowers, herbs, and plants specially selected for their bloom, color, fragrance, taste, and texture. The Century Garden is open all year round. Family Fun and Learning Day will feature two keynote speakers. OLBPD is pleased to welcome WOIO-TV evening news anchor Ramona Robinson. Ramona is an 8-time Emmy Award-winning journalist and recipient of the Everett R. Murrow Award, the YWCA Women of Achievement Award, and the Diversity in Media Award. Ramona was the first black female to anchor an evening broadcast in Cleveland and the first woman to solo anchor an evening newscast in the city. As a journalist, she has traveled the country covering presidents and world leaders, including Nelson Mandela and the late Ronald Reagan. In 2011, she garnered a rare, exclusive interview with President Barack Obama. Ramona is the author of A Dirt Road to Somewhere, an inspirational memoir of her faith in life, sharing a clear message that not every closed door encountered in life is a bad thing. OLBPD is also pleased to welcome Pam Davenport from the National Library Service, NLS, as our second keynote speaker. Pam will provide an update on activities taking place at the National Library Service in Washington, D.C., and answer questions related to library services provided by NLS. She is the NLS network consultant for OLBPD and will be here as part of the biennial visit evaluating OLBPD operations and services. NLS network consultants are assigned special liaison responsibilities to individual network libraries to facilitate communication between NLS and network libraries and collect information on special problems and convey these issues to NLS. OLBPD is also pleased to welcome Beverly Kane, the State Librarian of Ohio, who will share updates with patrons from the State Library of Ohio. Also, Tracy Grimm, head of the Talking Book Program at the State Library of Ohio, will provide information and answer questions about digital talking book players and equipment. OLBPD staff members will also be available throughout the day to help patrons with any library service requests. Family Fun and Learning Day will also feature exhibitors from the Cleveland Sight Center, Magnifiers and More, Veterans Administration, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and more. Pizza and soft drinks will be provided for lunch. Patrons are welcome to bring their own lunch if they wish. For more information or to register for Family Fun and Learning Day, which is strongly recommended, please contact OLBPD. Bard Security Updates. NLS initiated a change to bar users' accounts in an effort to enhance security and prevent misuse. Each day, BAR now checks for patron accounts that were last used over 1 year ago. When BAR identifies unused accounts, these accounts will be placed in an inactive / suspended status. Any accounts that have an inactive / suspended status will be blocked from being able to log into BAR. BAR accounts can be reactivated quickly and easily by contacting OLBPD. NLS continues testing wireless delivery of books. NLS continued their pilot project of examining the wireless delivery of talking books by extending their testing of the mobile cartridge, MOCA, device to selected patrons from across the country. NLS distributed 113 MOCA devices to patrons from 37 network libraries. NLS is reporting successful results from about two-thirds of test participants. Issues that have surfaced with one-third of the participants included trouble connecting to the cellular network, as well as other various administrative and operational snags that happen as a result of participants familiarizing themselves with how to use MOCA. The MOCA patron pilot is scheduled to run through June and may be extended further depending on available funds and the amount of data NLS has been able to collect. The MOCA device being tested by NLS is not necessarily the final end-user device for wireless book delivery. In fact, these devices are not designed for long-term use beyond the pilot tests. The MOCA pilots will help provide NLS with data of cellular and Wi-Fi connectivity coverage areas throughout the network. The test is also intended to evaluate a wireless delivery method for patrons who are not tech-savvy, not BAR users, yet live in an area with cellular or Wi-Fi hotspot connectivity. Magazines on cartridge reminder. Patrons who receive weekly magazines on cartridge, those cartridges containing weekly magazines only, produced by NLS, have a total of 5 weeks from delivery to return. Patrons receiving monthly magazine cartridges, including those containing bundled monthly and weekly magazines, have a total of 9 weeks from delivery to return. Please remember that NLS designates travel time for magazines as 1 week for a cartridge to get from the producer to the patron, and then another week to get the cartridge from the patron back to the producer. While NLS has estimated for travel time, patrons should continue to read and return their magazines on cartridge as soon as possible. When a patron has 2 cartridges overdue, whether in their possession or in transit, their magazine account will be placed on hold until the cartridge has been received by the producer. Please contact OLBPD for more information. Youth Summer Reading Club reminder. This summer, OLBPD kids and teens can participate with Cleveland Public Library's CPL Summer Lit League. This year's theme, Summer Lit League, Make the Most of Your World, takes place June 4th through July 28th. The Summer Lit League registration is open to kids and teens from birth to age 18. Participants will receive prizes for reading through the summer. Please contact OLBPD for more information or to register for our Kids and Teens Reading Clubs and CPL Summer Lit League. Reminder about Talking Book Topics order forms. Please avoid using excessive amounts of tape to seal order forms and do not staple forms together. OLBPD staff members recommend a few pieces of tape to secure forms for mailing. Patrons can also return their order forms in an envelope. Please be sure that the library's proper address is on the envelope and that the patron's name is included with the forms. Audio cartridges must also be returned to the producer. Again, each patron is allocated a limited number of cartridges for their magazine subscriptions. For those inclined to check every box, Please know that the new books will be auto-selected based on your reading preferences if you are registered to have the library select books for you. Holiday closings for the summer. OLBPD will be closed on Memorial Day, May 28th, Independence Day on July 4th, and Labor Day on September 3rd. Please remember to place any book orders in advance to ensure enough books to read through these holidays. The OLBPD Hot List. The OLBPD Hot List features titles that are currently in high demand by our readers. Patrons ordering books from the Hot List should remember that these titles may contain descriptions of sex, strong language, or violence. 1. A Higher Loyalty by James Comey, DB 90517, Politics and Government. 2. Typhoon Fury by Clive Cussler, DB 89819, Suspense. 3. Home Sweet Murder by James Patterson, DB 90236, Suspense. 4. Promise Not to Tell by Jane Ann Krentz, DB 90191, Mystery. In This Moment by Karen Kingsbury, DB 89765, Religious Fiction. Frequently Asked Questions. Why is Bard Mobile not letting me log in? Answer. If patrons have an active Bard status and there have been no changes to their user ID or password, they can also try logging into Bard through the web interface. https://nlsbard.loc.gov to check if they need to agree to the Bard pledge. The Bard user pledge appears anytime changes occur with a user ID or password and will also appear periodically to remind users of Bard practices and copyright laws. The Bard mobile app will not work if users did not agree to the pledge. This concludes the summer edition.